Yes, indeed, Lagos. Let's talk. What problems do ride-hailing drivers have with their car owners? That's the conversation we're having today. This is Balogun Broad, the realest business show on radio. This is where we discuss the issues that really affect the businesses that you own or that you work for. And today we're talking about a business model that affects a lot of Lagosians: ride-hailing. We started this conversation last week. We were talking about the problems that drivers have with customers, right? But today, we're looking at the relationship between drivers and the owners of the cars they use. That's the conversation we're having on Balogun and Broad.
If you earn a living, you probably own a business, work for one, or want to start one. Business is central to your life. But do most business shows really speak to you?
Today on the show, the billion-dollar valuation of
Balogun Broad does. Let's talk about the stock market and Alaba market. Let's talk about share IPOs and diesel supply LPOs. Let's talk about Broad Street.
The Nigerian Stock Exchange recorded an all-time high of...
And Balogun Street.
The maximum I would spend on fuel, so on throw, was 4,000.
Balogun and Broad, Wednesdays at 5.
Here's today's business hard fact. According to Statista, Africa's ride-hailing market is expected to grow to $3.66 billion this year. Statista says Africa's ride-hailing market is expected to grow to $3.66 billion this year. It's a big market. Last week, I told you that the Nigerian ride-hailing market has 15% of Africa's 48 million customers. So if the market revenue tracks with the market size, Nigeria is looking at a $550 million local market. That's somewhere around 275 billion naira. Now, remember, the ride-hailing platforms get a quarter of that, meaning that the rest of the ecosystem will be sharing 206 billion naira between the car owners, the drivers, and of course, the mechanics, petrol sellers, other service providers, including governments. So today, let's talk about the problems between the drivers and the owners. I'm sure a lot of these problems center around how revenue is shared. And I really want to hear from all sides of the relationship. I'm sure that if you ask car owners what the issues are, they'll tell you a different thing from what the drivers will tell you. So first, I want some of you to call in. Tell us how the business relationship is structured, because we also want to learn, right? We're listening to you. Some of us want to go into the business. Some of us want to give out our cars. Some of us want to go and hire cars. This is an opportunity for you to teach us how it works. Teach us what the problems are, what the issues are. Abby? So tell us how the business relationship is structured. We know that some of the drivers have a hire purchase agreement with the car owners. Essentially, the driver is buying the car but paying in installments. They pay an agreed amount every day. Yeah? Or every week. Or every month. And after they've paid an agreed sum, they get to keep the car permanently. Yeah? So basically, under that hire purchase model, the driver must pay that regular amount. Come rain, come shine, whatever happens. Last man hold your car on a isabi, you must pay that money. Oh, you didn't see customers? Pay me my money. Yeah? How would they say it in Yoruba? Chisom, do you speak Yoruba? No? Shame, for shame. Oh, last man sees your car, pay me my money. You know? Now, if you talk to the car owners, they say that the hire purchase is also a big headache for them. They talk about drivers refusing to pay on time, giving them stories. They talk about some drivers disappearing with cars. They talk about drivers finding ways to get them to keep discounting payments for one reason or the other. But look, I'm not in the business, like I said. Now you did the business. Now you know how far. Now you go teach me today. So let's start with the hire purchase relationship, but we'll also talk about the situation where the driver is the owner of the car or where the driver is working for the owner. 0700-993-993-993, 0700-993-993-993. Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Are you a ride-hailing driver in a hire purchase agreement, or are you a car owner selling it to a driver through hire purchase. How does it work? Tell us the terms. What are the problems that come up, if there are any problems that come up between you? How do you resolve the problems? Do you call police? Do you go to court? Do you call elders? How does it work out? And even if you are not an owner or a driver, do you know somebody who is? Perhaps your husband, perhaps your wife, perhaps your son, perhaps your brother, your sister. Do you know the issues that they face in the hire purchase agreements? Tell us about it. Abiola is our first caller. He's also a first-time caller. Abiola, welcome.
Yes.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, how do you
feel? I'm good, good. Welcome. Tell us. Go ahead.
Yeah, first and foremost, it's not really easy to do, Uber or e-hailing driving things because of the kind of different experiences that we usually have with owners of cars. Like in my own experience, in my own case, someone actually gave me a car for a hard purchase, and he said that before I would take the car from him, I would have to deposit 200,000 naira.
Okay.
Then before I would start, then we had an agreement that, okay, I'll be paying like 100,000 naira monthly for him, which is like 25,000 naira weekly on a weekly basis. So in a month, that's 100,000. So for me, for things to be able to pay, every month I'll be paying 100,000. So I paid 200,000 initial deposit. I have to source for the money, borrowed here and there, paid for it, not knowing that this car owner had his own motive. The man was actually, later I did just 1 month with the car. And after that month, the man called me that, oh, he was going to Ibadan for a party, this and that I should just bring the car on a Friday, that I should come back to take the car on a Sunday after church. Then, without me, I asked him, what about the car you are using? He said, the gear has problem. I said, okay, no problem. Since you are the owner of the car, and I can't say, oh, don't use your car. So I gave the car back to him to use for that weekend, not knowing that this man wants to sell the car and then travel to Canada with him and his family. So he stylishly collects the car from me, only for me to go to his house on Sunday as agreed. Getting there, I asked the tenant, please, I'm looking for Mr. Toso. They said, I have traveled. I said, yes, I know, he traveled to Ibadan. I said, which Ibadan? He has traveled out. So I said, no, he didn't travel there, he's Ibadan. I said, oh, that's my apartment with that, go check him. I went there, and the whole apartment was empty. It was one of the neighbors that now told me that the man actually traveled to Canada with his family.
Chineke.
I'm like, so what about the 200,000? So, my story, the 200,000, everything gone. The number you have died is switched off.
Hey.
So, the experience was just so traumatized.
So, what did you do?
There's nothing I could do, because even if I want to do anything, where is the person I want to take to court, or where is the person I want to arrest? The man has left.
Hey.
So I just take out and like, and that thing affected me seriously, because that time my wife gave birth through cesarean section. I needed money, about 380,000 to pay in a private hospital.
Oh no!
And that was the only source of livelihood I had then.
Hey.
With the hope that, okay, I'll be working, be paying my rent, and be able to, you know, for my family and the rest.
Hey.
And everything was done on me. And it's even towards the time of that lockdown.
Hey.
So there was lockdown, nowhere to go, nothing. Hospital, like, okay, you need to go first.
Hey.
I'm like, okay, no, Kunasha, who needs to withdraw the money? We're not even having a rest.
Abiola, unfortunately, the line is breaking up. I wish it wasn't, because I really had more questions. If you can, please call back, Abiola. What a story. Oh, that was terrible. Hey, Anthony is on Ago Palace Way. Hello, Anthony. Welcome.
Hello, President Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling me today.
Yes. I want to talk about the hire purchase. This e-hailing driving.
Are you a driver or a car owner?
Well, I'm a driver.
Okay.
Now I am a car owner.
Aha. So you have seen both sides. Ngwa, tell me.
I'm a driver, I'm a car owner. I drive my car myself now. Because I did hire purchase.
Okay.
I took the car from the owner. I worked and I know the stress in it. Like whether you, like you said, if last man hold you, if your car is faulty, it doesn't concern the owner. You have to look for your more for more money to fix the car. There are so many challenges in taking a hire purchase. Because one is when the car is faulty, you go down to look for money to fix the car yourself, and you make sure that week you must pay the owner of the car. Because if you breach the contract, there's a clause there. Sometimes some owner will tell you, if you don't pay in two weeks, I'll collect my car. If you don't pay in 1 week, if you breach 1 week, I'll take back my car. Which they will do. So there was a time I had a challenge. Like I went somewhere in Abidjan, around the Ajah side, Songotedu, only for me to go and pick somebody. I was still doing hire purchase, only for me to go and pick somebody. Funny enough, my car just stopped. I was like, I was happening before I could know it. Is the gearbox? I was like, how am I going to buy gearbox at this time and lose for money to pay the owner? I had to struggle and they borrowed money and whatever, do all these things. And I was able to fix the car. I paid the owner in 2 weeks. And I gave him 2 weeks money and I was able to save money to fix the gear. So, but the stress of getting those money is the challenge. And another thing is when some drivers, I think they don't know how to manage the car. If you don't know how to manage the car, it's another problem. When you drive the car and the car started giving you problem and you cannot identify the problem of the car, it's a big problem for the many drivers who just go down to say, okay, because I don't have work, let me just go and learn driving and pick a car and for a higher purchase. Many of them are doing it. They are doing it so, and it's affecting us. In fact, affecting them, sorry to say. So, but the most important thing is that when a driver take a, before he takes a higher purchase, you should be able to like balance and claim every debt that he has and other things, so he can you'll be able to meet up with all this. I think the challenge is more what I can say from now till
we finish the show. Anthony, thank you so much for calling me.
I just thank God that I was able to pay my
your way out
God I was able to pay my and today I'm enjoying it.
I'm happy for you, Anthony. Thank you so much for calling to share with me. Kofo is in transit. Hello, Kofo.
Hello, Sandra. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. I'm a driver and I was on rental. I didn't do hire purchase.
Okay.
I was on rental before I got my car.
Oh, what's the difference? This is the first time I've heard this.
You remit on a weekly basis to the car owner, but the car owner would fix the car.
Oh.
But in my own case, I got it from a fleet company.
Okay.
Yeah, so they take care of the car, and I remit to them on a weekly basis while I try to save up for my own car.
Okay.
For the hire purchase, I realized that what the last guy said, that you see, a lot of times it's the drivers have their own issues, the owners have their own issues. Like you said, some owners have agenda at the back of their mind. Like someone went to collect hire purchase, and the guy is close to me. And the lady that gave the car to him collected the money from the bank. Apparently, she could not meet up and she had to collect the car. Up till I'm talking to you, she has not refunded the guy like 300,000. Do you understand? So a lot of times, I think there has to be a more, although business is business. Like the last guy said, some drivers treat cars like anyhow. You know, you see them just that. You see some cars on the road; they are so rough. It's the way you treat the car. You understand? But I also believe that most owners should also. Oh, everybody wants to make a profit. Do you understand? Because by the time you, think of the maintenance of the car, itself, which is why you remember the last time that we striked.
Yeah,
do you remember?
I remember.
At that time, too, you talked about it. These are part of the things that, we are suffering. as drivers, you know, that we are trying to fight for.
Right.
You know, you if you own your car, you will know how to do, I mean, how to, what is coming to you.
Right.
We maintain the car, we buy data, we buy, I mean, airtime. You know, we go to bad roads. You know, our roads are not okay.
Yeah.
Yet, we have a lot to remit.
Right.
Even as I have my car, you know, I have to be saving up.
Of course.
Because I have to maintain the car.
Of course, yeah.
You understand? So it is in everywhere. Some drivers have died because of this higher purchase.
Ah.
You know, some die on steel. Yes. Yes, I don't know if you have heard the story. Some will just slump on the steering because of their BP. Because it's, you know. And some, you know, some do a job just for them to be able to make
pay up. Hi.
But really, it's hard.
It's quite tough. Kofo, thank you so much for calling to share with me. We have another driver on the line. Michael is calling from Lagos Island. He's also a first-time caller. Hi, Michael.
Michael, fine. Are you?
I'm very well.
Yeah, I'm a driver. At the same time, I give up for high purchase.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, the challenges we have with high purchase is, it depends on the person in question. Like the present situation we have now, the person I gave out a particular bus to had an issue with a policeman. Now, the place in the park, the police was actually into the park. He decided to challenge the policeman. Now, out of annoyance, the policeman decided to write him, to report him to the authority, take him to the station.
Okay.
On getting to the station, he was shouting and demanding that he's going to call Abuja and that he has to do this and he wants to die. They have to take him to the task force and write petition against him that it is he applied one way. And they have to impound the car.
Okay.
As I'm talking to you now, we went there and said until the court resumed.
Okay.
So we don't even know our fate. And there is a clause in that particular thing. We help, it is an old man. We just decided to help him. He is paying $25,000 on a weekly basis. And if the car has fault, if it is a heavy one, I take care of it. If it is a minor one, he take care of it. So look at that situation now.
Yeah.
I thought he don't have anybody in Abuja. He was shouting, Abuja, Abuja. Then as I'm talking to you now, the car is still there. At the end of the day, he's going to pay. Because I can't afford, even if I pay 100,000 naira to the authority, he will be the one to pay. So the only challenges in high purchase is getting the right person. Because a lot of people need money, but they don't want to work. That is the problem. They need help, they don't want to work. And for the drivers, if I have a personal car, I have a personal driver. At times he will call you that last man is holding him. Why is he alive? Nobody is holding him. So those are the characters of the drivers. So that is it.
Michael, thank you very much for calling to share with me. So, I mean, this is similar to the conversations we have on Madam Landlord. By the way, next week, Monday, we'll talk again on Madam Landlord. We will continue our conversation about people who have been discriminated against when they try to rent, right? We started that conversation last week, Monday. We'll continue next week, Monday. And, you know, the conversations are always very interesting when we talk about these things. Tenants will tell you, oh, landlords are horrible. Landlords will tell you, oh, tenants are horrible, you know, and it's very interesting human interactions. I love to just sit down and observe how it all goes. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Good evening, Sandra. My name is Chinwe. I'm calling from Bagada.
Hi, Chinwe.
Yes. Well, I'm not into high purchase. My younger brother is into doing high purchase in cars and keke, marijuana.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So just like you said, the problem is not just one-sided. So most of the time, the drivers, they have problems. So, but what he does, say, you know, when some of them are very corny, they are very tricky. But what I know, what he does that is helping him is that he, when he buys the car, he does this a comprehensive insurance. So whenever something happens, if that one is a better, as in a good driver, there are some of them are good. Some are not serious, just like the last caller said. So he will use his money, he will just take it to the insurance and he will solve the problem. There's one I was helping him to manage. One, the person would just come, you know, he would come always to come and, you know, for me to confirm the payment that he has paid. For some weeks, he will not come. 1 week, he will not. 2 weeks, he will come again. 3 weeks. Sometimes when you ask him, what is the problem? You start complaining, my wife is traveled. I have to, somebody died. One day, the one that everybody just opened, I was looking at, he said that he kept the money, he wanted to come and bring it or take it to the bank. When he woke up in the morning, he found out that rats had chopped all the money.
Right. Wow.
Everybody.
Wow. What? Yeah, get it.
The rat finished the money.
Wow. How is it different from people that say snakes swallowed how many million?
Those people, the drivers, these people that you give high for check. Yeah. One of them, I had to tell my brother, please just hand over the car to your older one so that maybe you will take him serious. Especially with people that you know, they don't take you serious. They always give one excuse or the other.
Mm.
So it's a problem. It's not I cannot do that kind of business because they will always give you problems.
Wahala Chinwe, thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, what's your name?
I'm Isaac.
Isaac, is your radio off?
Yeah, it's off.
Fantastic. Are you a driver or a car owner?
Thank God I'm a driver, the same time a car owner.
Okay. I like how you say thank God.
To the glory of God, I'm on higher purchase. I am finishing my payment this month.
Hallelujah. Woo, 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 woo. All right. Tell us how the journey has been.
Did you know the funniest part?
What was the funniest part?
I am on higher purchase. Finishing this month, I collected another car on higher purchase. Give it out for someone to be giving me money to pay the owner of the car.
Wonderful. Idiego. Ikaraka. Tell us how you were able to do it. Give us your secrets.
You can still give me. I will manage it and your money will be intact. This is Lagos.
Tell us how you were able to do it. What do you know that other people don't?
Yeah. The most important thing, if you're on higher purchase, you just have to be sincere and you must be straightforward.
Okay.
When things are rough, it lets your partner know that it's rough.
Okay.
To be sincere with you, my partner, you know, during January, things are always tough.
Right.
I swear to Almighty God, my partner called me and told me that things are rough by January.
Right.
The payment of January, I should ignore it.
Right.
So the man has been nice to me. He's a brother. He's my in-law again.
Oh, you are lucky now. That's your secret. You can't see. Should I be talking to us? You have your in-law as your person.
That is how my own good
went. Isaiah, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it. If you just tuned in, Lagos, you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Wednesdays, we bring you Balogun and Broad if it's 5 o'clock. And Balogun and Broad is the realest business show on radio. It's where we discuss the issues that really affect the businesses that you own or that you work for. And we're talking about a business model that affects a lot of Lagosians today, ride hailing. It's a conversation we started last week talking about the problems that drivers have with customers. Today, though, we're looking at the relationship between drivers and the owners of the cars that they use. I told you when we started, our business hard fact, according to Statista, was that Africa's ride hailing market is expected to grow to $3.66 billion this year. It's a big market. If that market revenue tracks with the market size, because last week I told you that Nigeria's ride-hailing market is 15% of Africa's 48 million customers. So if that revenue tracks with the market size, Nigeria is looking at a $550 million local market. That's somewhere around 275 billion naira. And the ride-hailing platforms get a quarter of that. So the rest of the ecosystem has to share 206 billion naira. Between the car owners, the drivers, mechanics, petrol, all of that. So let's talk some more about this issue. Let's talk about more of the problems after this break. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili.
If you earn a living, you probably own a business, work for one, or want to start one. Business is central to your life. But do most business shows really speak to you?
Today on the show, the $1 billion valuation of
Balogun and Broad does. Let's talk about the stock market and Alaba market. Let's talk about share IPOs and diesel supply LPOs. Let's talk about Broad Street.
The Nigeria Stock Exchange recorded an all-time high of
and Balogun Street.
The maximum I'll spend on fuels on Tro was 4,000.
On Balogun and Broad, Wednesdays at 5.
On today on Balogun and Broad, we're discussing the problems ride-hailing drivers have with their owners. What problems do drivers have with the owners of the cars with which they use for their ride-hailing business? Before the break, I was asking if you are a ride-hailing driver in a hire purchase agreement or if you are a car owner selling it to a driver through hire purchase. I was asking you how it works. I asked you to tell us the terms. What are the problems that come up between you? If there's been any problems that have come up between you, how do you resolve the problems? And even if you are not an owner or a driver, maybe you're like Chinwe, who called us before the break, what are the issues that the people you know in those situationships or relationships, what are the problems that arise? And you've been calling and you've been sharing your experiences. You've been sharing some of them pretty sad, some of them really good, like Isaiah or Israel, who was working with his brother-in-law. He's managed to pay off one car. He bought another one. He's given it to another driver. He knows how to get it done and he's making his payments on time. And we're very happy for him. Is that the way to do it? Family with business? Some people, or business with family. Some people tell you it's not good to mix, you know, relationships with business or family with business. But it's working out for Israel. But is that the way to go? Is that how you ensure that payments are made on time? You heard the first caller who told us that he made a payment and the person he was buying the car from took the money, took back the car, sold the car, and jackpot to Canada. And that money's just gone. And it happened at a time when he really needed income. So it leads me to another question. What protections do ride-hailing drivers have? What protections do they have? What protections do car owners have? Kofo called in and talked about, well, this is one of the things that we want the unions to address. That's why we went on strike the last time we went on strike. These are some of the issues that we would love to address. Because seriously, there has to be some way that ride-hailing drivers are protected and owners of these cars are protected as well. Does the platform get involved in the relationship at all? Do Uber or Bolt know or care whether the driver owns the car or whether there's a hire purchase agreement or whether the driver is working for somebody else? Again, I don't know this industry. You are the experts, so you're teaching me today. It's an interesting question. I'm hoping that you can answer it. I know that Uber and Bolt have partner programs where they recognize the car owners. Now, I'm wondering how much visibility do they have over the business relationship between the partner and the driver? And even if the platforms are aware, I'm guessing they don't get involved in resolving disputes. I don't know. Or do they? Let me know, 0700-993-993-993. For men, for women, 01465-7193. How do drivers and owners settle their disputes? Is it usually through informal relationships? Do they call people that both sides respect? Do they go to court? If the courts are open, that is. I mean, you heard the man that called us and told us that because the courts are closed, his car has been parked where it was impounded, and it's happened for a long time. 99.3. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name? Good evening.
My name is Ayobami.
Ayobami, good to have you here.
Yes, please. One of the driver, okay. I own my car and I drive as well.
Okay.
Yeah, but the challenge in the industry is just phenomenal and is overwhelming. Let me start by saying that the app provider are not doing us any good because there is no any platform whereby we come to dialogue with them on any decision they are making. They just formulate policies without our consent, and there's nothing we can do, or because we just need to fetch for ourselves and make money.
Yeah, but today we're not talking about the platforms, though. We're talking about the relationship between the drivers
This issue of the hire purchase, the driver, the renter, all these schemes that we are using.
Right.
You know, most of the time, the driver had so many issues. For instance, let's think of the safety first.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many times, especially we that we drive at night,
mm-hmm.
they are attacked, no any insurance as regards that.
Okay.
So some of them are, you know, they encounter burglary and all these that, you know, coming at night. Some rider will even request them. At getting to that point, they are attacked. So at that point, the owner of the vehicle will still be claiming that the driver, that is assuming the driver survived that event.
That attack,
so
yeah.
It will still, yeah, so you can imagine, so they will still be insisting the driver should provide their car,
right,
or pay up the money.
Right.
So these are the things that I think government should come to regulate the industry, whereby the app provider, the driver partner, the car owners, it's like a business chain. So it's not done in isolation. I don't know if I'm making sense to you.
I understand what you mean, yeah.
So the challenge is just too much.
Yeah, but what can government do about a situation where, I mean, the driver says they robbed me, but the owner of the car says, well, that's pretty sad, but I still shall need my money. I mean, what can government do in that kind of in that situation?
That's what we're saying.
It's not the owner's car that you were robbed.
Yes, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Insecurity in society. Mm-hmm. You and I know what we have been facing lately.
Yeah.
On a cold bridge last week, about three times.
Today, Seth, we were on the show, and somebody called in. Yeah.
Yes. So, and the truth is, you are saying Nigerian people, at least we have to work. We work every day.
Right.
What we are asking is that the government should give us an enabling environment where we work and without fear. So, from the part of the driver and the owner, because someone who buy a car of 2 million plus, or almost 3 million,
mm-hmm.
is for an investment. So, he's expecting a profit. So, you can't just wake up one day and say, after you pay 1 million, the car disappears.
Mm.
Most of them too, they get loan maybe from work or from somewhere that they are paying interest.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm saying, from my own point, my submission is that it's government that we need to come
step
to
in.
Our aid. Yes, to step in.
Mm.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for calling. Oyibo is in Victoria Island. He's a driver. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, good evening, man. Brenda Sandra. How are you doing today?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good. You see, this particular topic you have been talking about, I will be glad if you can invite some of us that are deep into this business on air.
Okay.
Because giving us 2 minutes, 3 minutes will not be enough for us, because what we are facing in the industry is things that we can't number. If you talk about insecurity, like somebody like me now being to say, I took an armed robber with Uber, did not call for my rescue. I spent 114,000 on that case. Let me just brief you, because I have a limited time.
Okay.
One, if you sign up as a driver in this inhaling business, your life is at risk.
Okay.
And government is not helping us. If you talk about hire purchase, like my car right now is hire purchase, 3 million.
Mm. Okay.
It's none of the business of the owner to know whether the business is okay, you sell, you don't sell, or what you have to do is to say you have signed an agreement. That is the reason why I tell people that are around me, never should you drop a payment before giving a car. Because as I'm telling you right now, I still have a loan that I'm servicing when I collected a hire purchase on the car. I have to return the car when I see that my enemy was not sleeping, having rest of my anymore. As I told you right now, I'm still servicing that loan with an interest. So when you are talking about in this industry, there are lots of issues that we can't talk within 2 minutes. It is something that we can invite us to come and talk about, so that government can see the reason why they need to listen to us.
So, I hear you when you say government needs to do something. But what can government do about higher purchases, for instance?
Let's put higher purchases on outside from the government. When you're talking about this app company, government need to come in the area of driver profiling. We can't situation whereby a rider will be very pussy at a name.
That's a different conversation, Oyibo. And I mean, but today we're focusing specifically on the relationship between drivers and the owners of the cars that they have.
The driver and the owner of the car. None is favorable to drivers in all ways.
Okay.
The other thing is that is the reason why we are trying as much as we can that the people that are around us, we give them advice of what to do. Like my car right now, I was the one that registered this car. The owner bought the car and gave me the money to go and register the car. I didn't drop a dime.
Okay.
The same, the person that, and also, they also asked me if I have somebody else.
Okay.
Of which I also did. And the person is also meeting up. And I also tell the person, please do not drop a dime. So anybody that is listening to me on this air right now, nobody should drop a dime before giving the car because a story must come up.
Now, I have to also ask, Oyibo, I have to also ask, is there a role that insurance companies can play here? So, for example, what if insurance companies create special plans for ride-hailing drivers or partners that cover issues like repayment defaults due to robbery or provable crisis? I'm just thinking out loud. What do you guys think? So, people in insurance as well, I would also like if you can call, but tell me what you think of that idea.
The company have been playing us politics because both claim that we paid 8,000 naira and insurance HMO is giving to us.
Okay.
Then when things happen to drivers, then we deny. Like I speak
who denies?
The board will tell you that the driver is not on active trip. What do they mean by on active trip? Like when a driver is being robbed, as I speak to you right now, I have to take permission from the rider I pick up because I'm not supposed to make a call. But I said, because it bothered me, that is the reason why
you
I have
it.
To take permission. I even right now, you say, hearing me. Now, they will tell you they are not on active trip. What they mean by this is that nobody in your car when you have an accident, no rider in your car when you are being robbed. And those things that they deny, they are all fake.
I see.
They will deny everything.
I see.
So right now, if you want to help us, please, Sandra, this is something that we can talk about within 2 hours or 1 hour when you invite some of us.
Okay, stay on the line. Let's get your number and then we can plan a future day where we can invite you. Just stay on the line.
Esther
will get your number for us. But yes, for those of you who work in insurance, I really want to hear from you. I'm thinking aloud out here. Is there a role for you here? What if you create special plans for ride-hailing drivers or partners that cover issues like repayment or repayment defaults due to robbery or other provable cases? I'm just thinking aloud. What do you think? If you're in insurance, please call me and tell me if you already have products like this in your industry. Now, you can't mention your company's name. You have to pay my CEO, Serge Nujaim, for that. Yeah? Don't mention your company's name. Just tell me if this is something you're already offering in your industry. Don't mention your company's name. If you mention it, I'll cut you. 0700-993-993-993. Women, call us on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Hello, thank you for calling us.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening, what's your name?
My name is Oluwafemi.
Welcome, Oluwafemi.
Hi, about the topic or the issue between the drivers and the people that give out cars. It's really, really a big thing. And I think, like you suggested, the insurance company can play a whole lot of role in this in these situations. Myself and a couple of friends are a driver with boats, so and quite a number of times, you know, we have quite a number of issues, you know, cars broke down, battery issue, tire issue, you know, sometimes robbery and the rest, and as such, weekly or monthly payment might not come into play, and the owner of the car don't want to hear a story. So most times what I do usually is I have a fallback plan, which is saving some money you know, just in case of all those things. And at times, he doesn't go down well with me. So I think the insurance people can help us in this situation. You know, they can come up with a plan for us, and then with the company, the Bolt or Uber company themselves, you know, they can come up with some plan for us, just like Bolt did with the HMO, whereby they gave a rider or some popular riders free medical facility for a month. So I think with that, it can help solve the issue between the driver and the owners of the car, because really the person that really bears the hit the most is the driver, because the owner of the car is just somewhere, you know, and then both or Uber on the other hand are also somewhere, while the driver is the one working out, you know, the pay day in, day out. So yeah, that's my contribution, and I think the insurance company can have a whole lot of role to play, you know, in settling all these disputes.
Mm. All right, thank you very much for calling and sharing your thoughts, your opinions on the subject. Now, of course, we've got WhatsApp, and I'm sure we've got messages pouring in via WhatsApp. So let me try and take a look at some of them. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. Nonye from Okota says... Nonya, you're sending the message to the wrong station. Sandra, the union is fighting the cause of both the drivers. Both the drivers and owners. That is why it's called the Professional E-Hailing Drivers and Private Owners Association, PEDPA. The union has covered for all of these your conversations. The drivers only need to come together under this umbrella and speak in one voice. That's a message from Kofo. Kofo, thank you very much for messaging us again. Please, Sandra, I called earlier. My name is Ayobami Majekodumi. Invite me any day you schedule for us to speak more on this subject. The challenge is are enormous. All right, Ayobami, thank you very much. I will try my best to do that. Sandra, I drive with Bolt. I've been doing this for 3 years now. The truth is that as good as hire purchase may be, most owners have bad motives about it. I've heard so many fellow drivers complain about them almost finishing payments, then problem from nowhere starts with the car. Some owners will go as far as doing fetish stuff against the driver for him not to meet up, or some will use cunning ways to collect their cars. I've heard of one that sold the car and traveled out. I see drivers work more than 12 hours to meet up. Some end up working up their own body and fall sick. So it's stressful doing hire purchase. My goodness. Is there a way around this? Is there some way to solve this problem? Because this one will not be government, they do amona. People like you and me. Yeah, this one is not Buhari, it's not Sanwo-Olu, it's not Wike, it's not El Rufai. Now, me and you, now they rent these cars out. Let's take a break. And thank you to everybody who participated. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for sending your messages. Thank you, all 1 million of you, 1 million plus of you, for tuning into Hard Facts every day. Tomorrow, we're going to have a debate on the big hard fact. I'll have somebody who supports the Twitter ban facing off with somebody who doesn't support the Twitter ban on this show, 5 p.m. It will happen. It will go down. How was it? It's about to go down. Okay, yeah. No, let me just go now.